This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
August. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. And Ken Kessler is here. Rich McFadden is not here. Roberta Fasanelli is not here. Who needs him? We're here. You're here. Let's get at it. 888-302-3684 for comments on the news of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about. Later on in the hour, a tribute to Don Pardo, who's passed away at the age of 96. Kenneth Franz television report also. But first, back to, for those of you who've been around with us for the last 3 hours, I say back to if you're just joining us. Okay, let's get started with, instead of what's happening in Ferguson, how about we focus on the Middle East? May not be as relevant for some of you, but there's certainly a lot of conversation about the airstrikes. 2 days, U.S. airstrikes.
Working.
Seem to be. The forces there, the Kurds, say they have arrested back control of the largest dam from the ISLS or whatever the Islamic
ISIS.
State. ISIS, that's it. Okay, thank you. The Pope has gotten involved in the action here. Pope Francis says efforts to stop Islamic militants from attacking religious minorities are legitimate. So what does that mean? That we can go to war to protect those who have religious rights that are being abused. Is that basically what that means?
I think that's what that means. And also, I mean, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, Dougie, you and I. This is turning into really a genocide. I mean, they're going after certain races of people, certain types of people. So, I mean, it's only natural that the Pope would come in and comment on it, I think.
Messy. It's messy.
It is messy.
It really is messy. Messy, messy. Really messy. So, I think that there's something. These people are, they're not even human beings. They're subhumans. They're like, I don't even know what they're like.
Well, usually you would think religious people have more compassion. But
these are not religious people. They're religious
extremists.
Extremists.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're not people. They're bugs. They need to be squashed. So, meanwhile, the good news from the Middle East, Egypt announced a 24-hour extension of those peace talks between Hamas and Israel. They're looking to figure out, at least I can, I'm no expert in all this stuff, and neither is anybody else. Unless you've got an expert, you got an expertise in this area, call us at 888-302-3684. I've been there. Doesn't make me an expert. The Palestinians are in Cairo. The Israelis are in Cairo. And they are talking not to each other, but to the Israelis talk to the Egyptian.
Right.
The Egyptian talk to the Palestinian.
It's like playing telephone. Political telephone.
Right. Or in a divorce. Tell Fred. They're sitting with a lawyer, and they're sitting across the table from each other. You know those bad movies that always make light of what happens in the end? Tell Fred that I said that we can't split the car. He has to take the old one, and I want the new one. And Fred's sitting there looking at her. Tell Alice that as far as I'm concerned, I'm keeping the new car. She gets the old car. And, you know, that kind of silly stuff.
And
Right. Well, I mean, that's what's going on. It's like children. But at least the ceasefire holds to allow for more negotiations.
Right. Well, Israel's done. I mean, Israel has said before that unless you're firing at them, they're not going to fire back. They already destroyed what they were after. Those were those tunnels. They're gone. So, I mean, Israel's like, what else are we going to do? Mm-hmm. Might as well just talk about it.
Yeah. These guys are wily. You know, they're all the same. You look at pictures of President Abbas, who's the Palestinian leader. And you look at pictures of Netanyahu, who's the Israeli leader. And, you know, you'd think they were a couple of businessmen trying to make a deal. And that's really kind of what they are. And that's what they're doing. It's all about control and authority and who's going to get the most out of it. And they sit there looking.
Well, that's true. I mean, any politician, one of their primary objectives is to be a good negotiator, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, tough is good the same as tough.
Mm-hmm.
No, not always.
For your cause.
Anyway. There are Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jail. They want them back.
Okay, just take it. You want, okay.
No, you don't want that.
No.
All right, let's see. What other good things can we find here? I'm having a lot of, not second thoughts, but this Ebola situation as it continues to develop in the news. This is shameful. The news media in general should be ashamed of themselves for the way they have played this as if Americans were in danger. No one is in danger unless they are there. Unless you kiss, you touch some part of a body, if somebody's got Ebola that has some kind of bodily fluid attached to it, you are not going to get this. Now, having said that, that isn't how they live. These people are not smart. They're not educated. They continue to live as they have lived. And so not only in Liberia, but other African countries, the virus is getting more severe.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. So now the UN wants the airports to either close down or to exit screen all passengers who are not only leaving by air, but by sea. And when you cross into another country from Liberia, they want to have people tested or interviewed.
I don't think that's a terrible idea, just in general.
I don't either. I think it's a very practical idea. What are people saying about this? What kind of blogging or conversing do we have back and forth at Twitter at Good Day or Facebook.com Good Day Show, Kenny? To contain.
Actually, I just.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just posted on our Facebook page one of the latest CNN stories about the outbreak in the four countries in Africa, and asked, as we go into another week, are you concerned about this because of all of the giant media hype?
You know,
so
what concerns,
that's just posted if you want to weigh in on that.
What concerns me more than anything is the fact that this is getting so much attention in the news media. That is this the new wave of terrorism? Is this where
could
people
be.
Are, you know, is this what, yeah. Now the way people
well,
are
we heard,
get it,
yes,
stick it to the Americans?
Yesterday we heard that some of these people went into the places where the patients have been and
yeah,
died.
Yeah, to steal
and
all their spoiled
right,
stuff.
Right, but unless it's wet, it's not going to make any difference because when it's dried, it's not communicable. It has to have fluid attached to it. 17 runaway Ebola patients were captured yesterday in Liberia. One wonders what they are running away from. Why were they running away? Anybody know? What was the idea?
I was reading a story, actually, about this woman who, she and her daughter, she had a 7-year-old daughter, and she actually survived Ebola in Africa. She was in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And she was talking, it's really kind of an interesting article. I'll send it to you, Ken. It's in the New York Times today, about how everybody just abandoned her and that she had no one. She was in a dark room. She was scared. She thought this was it. And she had no one because everybody was afraid to be near her. And really kind of interesting from her perspective as a survivor, what you go through, because so very few people survive.
Yeah.
Send this to you now. We can post it on our page.
After reading a lot of the reports of the Ebola virus's spread, corpses left on the street, hospitals closing because of dangers to the health workers there, you got to wonder who would go over there? Mm-hmm. Who would expose themselves to this epidemic? Who is that much of a human being, someone who would sacrifice and expose themselves to the dangers? Like, let's see, we have Liberia, Sierra Leone, Monrovia is a country where this is a possible catastrophe.
Is this where, I mean, if we look at some of the good that can come out of these bad situations, is this a way for us to maybe put away the Food and Drug Administration for a little while and look at testing out drugs? I mean, maybe this makes people that are sick lab rats, but wouldn't you rather have someone test experimental stuff on you, whether it works or not?
Yes. Yep. Yes. The answer is yes.
And I think this is a great way for us to say, hey, let's...
But you see, it's the basics of sanitation, though, that are being ignored as well, Jennifer. If you wash your hands in chlorinated water, which has been made available to people, if they know it's there... if you do that, if you have gloves on, because Ebola is not airborne. This is the thing that needs to be...
But if your kid gets sick, you're not going to...
No.
It's different there, I think. Yeah. You know, you don't have the access to the stuff that we have here to keep yourself safe.
If you don't touch your face in contaminated areas, you can treat your child without touching your face, thinking about it. But these people have to know that, and they don't know it. They're not being told that. They have no idea. So a lot of flights from New York with a lot of these workers going over there are trying to help deal with these people. And these anybody who volunteers to this man there to be blessed.
Yep.
They're just very special people. 17 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. If you have a problem, maybe you don't know you have a problem, you know how much fish oil you need in your body, in your system. You heard Dr. Ron Hoffman talking earlier about the importance, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus has talked about, all the doctors associated with this program say the same thing about fish, eating fish, or getting omega-3s into your body so that your joints function to their fullest extent. Your heart is healthier. Your brain, this is the important thing that a lot of people just don't get. Your brain needs the kind of oils in omega-3s. And the most powerful omega-3 on the market today, without question, is Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Developed by a doctor, it's 100% potency and purity, it's patented, it works. Help yourself to omega-3s like you have never helped yourself before. They come in a unique blister pack for maximum absorption and freshness. These things are, and by the way, no fish burps either with Omax 3 Ultra Pure. This is something I'm taking for my brain, and you can see how well that's working, right? You can hear every day. My brain.
Sharp as a tack.
It certainly is. And that's because I'm on to Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Delivers more than 91% pure omega-3 content. Clinically shown to lower triglyceride levels in 30 days. Sharpens your mind as it has mine. Sharpens your mood as it has mine. Sharpens your memory as it has mine. Ranked the best omega-3 to stop inflammation on the market today. Omax 3, the makers of Omax 3 Ultra Pure, so confident that you will see and feel the amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply to prove how good it is. Call this number now. Are you ready for the number? 800-316-7918. Or you can go to Doug4OMAX3.com. That's Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com. Doug4OMAX3.com, or the number again is 800-316-7918. Get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure by calling 800-316-7918 and tell him Doug Steffens sent you.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got combo for 50 cents. So cool. Google for 39 cents. Way. And a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muscle of that-ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got comp books for 50 cents, school glue for 39 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store at staples.com for details.
See, I think the fact that these two senators from Missouri are going to join Attorney General Holder in Ferguson today, Ferguson, Missouri, is nothing but a grandstanding play. Get out of there. Stay out of there. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Yeah. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Putting on the Ritz.
One hit wonder time on Good Day. We're playing a song by an artist that had only one hit. So your job is to tell us the name of this artist by dialing 888-302-3684, and the winner will get a one-hit wonder CD with 14 or 15 of these one-hit wonders on them. Do you remember this song, Putting on the Ritz? Crank it up, Michael.
Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? Hi, the narrow collars, and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to,
this is the strangest thing. I remember this.
I can give you a little piece of trivia.
Can you?
There was a TV show. Oh, gosh, I can't even remember the name of it, where people would come out and lip-sync to songs.
Really?
Cuba Gooding Jr.,
yeah.
Famous actor, lip-sync right. to this song
really?
On that show.
Wow.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, this song was the number one hit during this time in 1983. The singer that we're looking for in terms of identity is Indonesian. And I don't know whether that helps you or doesn't help you. Let me see a couple of other things. He began a career in Hamburg, a theatrical career in Hamburg, Germany, 75. He also studied business management and interior design, formed his first band in 79, recorded Putting on the Ritz in 1981, and it earned him a gold record for selling over a million records in 1983. His second release, Singing in the Rain, was a complete stiff. He lives in Germany, this fellow does, refocused his career on acting. He's a television actor in Germany. But we're not interested in that as much as we are having you identify who this is. Putting on the Ritz. 888-302 Doug. Crank it up, Michael.
Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz.
Just keep saying it over and over.
Young Frankenstein.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But not till now. It's right for us.
Everybody see the music video of this?
I don't know if I have. I just stick in my head.
These people are pretty good here. I'm looking at where we have calls. We have calls from Virginia, Arizona, Mississippi. So where, what's your pleasure, Jennifer? Virginia, Arizona, Mississippi. I actually have...
I'm going out west to Arizona.
You want to go to Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. Leaf is listening in Kingman, Arizona. Leaf.
Yes, sir.
What's the name of the fellow singing the song?
Paco.
Taco. Not Paco. You have Paco in Kingman. This is Taco, no, right?
Paco. Taco, the food.
Yes, it is. Why do you suppose he used this name? Kenny, do you know the background as to why
Taco,
he chose Taco as the name? That is the correct answer, by the way. Why?
I don't. I think that might have actually been his name.
Really?
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 But he's from Indonesia.
Yeah.
There really isn't a Taco Bell on every corner.
No, there isn't. And there are no Pacos in Indonesia either. We have all those here on various corners. All right, so Leaf, what's your claim to fame? Why would we be impressed with you and your life?
I don't have one.
Yes, you do.
You don't have a life?
Everybody's got one.
Come on.
Not much.
Yeah, come on. You got to have it. Well, I suppose if you're, what is it, 4:30 there? What time is it there?
Yes. On my way to work to Lake Havasu.
Okay.
Ooh, so that's fun. What do you do? Are you in charge of looking at the girls?
115 degrees isn't fun.
Come on. Get an air conditioner. Hold on a second. You get the price.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I recently got an email from a listener. She said, Warren, you know, we benefited from using our family physician for all of our health needs. Is it also beneficial to find a veterinarian you like and stay with that vet? Yes, the answer is yes. Think about this. Your vet starts out with your dog or cat, and if there's any changes, he has the complete medical history so he can determine what the next step should be. But don't be afraid to ask your veterinarian to get a second opinion. No one's omnipotent. If you notice you're going to your vet for a skin problem, for example, and it's really not getting better, ask your vet to refer you to a veterinary dermatologist. A lot of pet guardians are not aware that there are now just as many specialists in the veterinary field as the human field. So stick with your veterinarian, make sure your personality matches, make sure your dog likes him and he likes your dog, but more importantly, establish a good relationship, but don't be afraid to ask for that second opinion. It might be exactly what your pet needs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Coming up in this half hour, a tribute to Don Pardo. Jennifer takes care of the television news of the day.
With style.
The media is suggesting, the news media is suggesting, that the only defense in the killing of this kid in Ferguson, Missouri, is the officer acted in self-defense to protect his own life, mm-hmm. or maybe the lives of others. There is a statute in Missouri that authorizes shooting a fleeing robbery suspect. Did you know that?
I would imagine that's probably true in most states, right?
Section 563.046 authorizes a law enforcement officer to use deadly force when he reasonably believes that use of deadly force is immediately necessary to effect the arrest and also reasonably believes that the person to be arrested has committed or attempted to commit a felony. Mm-hmm. Thus, even if Michael Brown were in fact fleeing from the officer's attempt to arrest him and posed no threat whatsoever to the officer's safety, the officer might still be able to argue that he reasonably believed that Brown had committed a robbery and that he could not effect the arrest without shooting him. Six times?
Twice in the head.
In addition, say again, Kenny?
Twice in the head.
Yeah. In addition to possibly providing another defense argument, the existence of the statute more clearly establishes the legal relevance of that videotape released by authorities, which seemingly shows Brown committing a strong-arm robbery before his confrontation with the officer. Now, a lot of people have argued that the videotape has no relevance to the issue. It's legally relevant because it provides a strong motive for Brown to attempt to resist arrest.
I think it does. I think it is relevant because it shows you the state of mind that he had. He knew he had just committed a crime,
mm-hmm.
and he was
So is it generally agreed upon now that Brown had committed a crime?
I don't know if it's generally agreed upon, but I would say it looks like it's him.
It looks like it. How does it look? Because of the videotape?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, you don't agree with that, I don't think, do you?
No, I don't think it's been proven one way or the other yet.
And could it be proven before it goes to trial? Is it possible for it to be proven?
Sure. I mean, when you think about it, you only got to see the video. When did they release it? Last Friday? So, I mean, I would imagine that you've got some checking to do to make sure that everything's accurate. It just, to an untrained person, if you look at those images, it looks to me like it's the same person.
Well,
I just think that if this is all the case and the officer was in the right to shoot at a robbery suspect, the police should have put that information out immediately.
Well, I don't think the police knew he was. The police didn't really know he was a robbery suspect. I think maybe what I'm getting at is maybe in his mind, in Michael Brown's mind, he knew what he had just done. He wasn't like a convicted, hardened criminal. This wasn't an everyday thing for him, or so we would assume. So maybe he thinks he's going to get in trouble. He sees the police coming after him. He starts acting like he did something, and then the police, you know, they pursue it.
Well, this is something that is...
These are all decisions that people make. Both Michael Brown and the police officer did things in the moment.
Too endemic of what's really wrong, or what one of the many things that's really wrong with our country is, no more America right or, right or wrong, or my country right or wrong, all that stuff. Maybe that works outside the country to a point, but it doesn't work inside the country. And the thing that is despicable about this isn't so much the arguments going on back and forth between one side or the other, but the results of all of this protesting and all of these stores that have been burned to the ground. I find it unbelievable to look and look and look again and see how people try to justify this in the name of an affront or a mistake or whatever you want to call Brown's death. The deep divisions between minorities and the police in this country have been simmering since I was a kid. I remember things that went on not only in my community but in Boston, where it is an incredibly racist, even today. The Irish, and especially the Irish, Italians to a certain extent, but more the Irish just don't like blacks. The Irish in Boston don't. And there's
a big statement.
Well, I'm telling you, that's the way.
I mean,
the way
it seems like that's a stereotype, and I think we need to not feed into those.
What's a stereotype? There are Irish gangs in Boston,
yes,
and Irish cops in Boston who grew up in the gangs.
But not all Irish cops.
I didn't say they were. You didn't hear me use the word all. I said there's a problem between the Irish and blacks. There are some Irish and some blacks that are still as if, we go back to 100 years ago. And the basis for this was the blacks fighting with the Irish on jobs. That's where it all started. After the Civil War, when the Irish started coming here during the 1880s and 1890s, there were lots of, in the cities, especially the northern and eastern cities, there were blacks that had moved in after the Civil War into the cities, and they were fighting with the Irish, who were the first. There were a lot of Italians, but more Irish came here first than the Italians, because it was easier for the Irish to get here than it was the Italians. But I think that there still is that thing that's been taught. It's kind of like what goes on with the Palestinians and the Jews. Centuries, decades, generations after generations are taught these stupid, infantile values that have no place in the modern world, but yet they still are there. It's a throwback to ancient whatever. And we have centuries-old angers that are feared, seeded by these fears. And I just it bothers me. Gallup polling shows that the majority of blacks, 64%, had some or no confidence in the police. Majority of whites questioned, 58%, had either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the police. Not me. This is one area where I'm going to agree with the majority of blacks. I have very little confidence in the police for the most part. I think there's way too many that are just ignoramuses in a uniform that put out, they get into these situations like they are in Ferguson, these small town flat-footed cops that have no business having a gun.
I feel sorry for the good cops out there.
Yeah, there are plenty. Most of the cops are good. Most of them are good.
They're prohibited from doing their job because they're afraid of stuff like this. And that's, you know, that's a shame because we all lose out when that happens.
So how do we fix it? What's the fix to this?
I don't know. I think it's the teaching people respect. I think it's also, I mean, one of the things that I think we have to look at.
You don't teach people respect if people don't earn your respect.
I agree. But here's one of the things I think we have to look at when we're training police officers is finding out, you know, it's not all people operate under stress the same way.
That's right.
Police officers have stressful jobs. People are gunning for them all the time.
Yep.
And I think one of the keys, and maybe that's one of the checks more than mental health or anything else, is how people respond to stressful situations.
If Richie were here.
I can't blame you. If I feel like I'm going to be, you know, killed, I don't know what I'm going to do in that moment. Yeah. And these people are dealing with that every single day, and it builds up.
If Richie were here, he would tell you about his brother, who's been a policeman in the black sections of Washington and has figured out how to make it work. And that's really what you need, people like that. Who have figured out.
And again, that's what I mean with respect. Richie talks about his brothers never having to pull a gun. He works in the schools in a not great area of Washington, D.C. He's never had to pull his gun. He respects the people that he's working with. They respect him. So it is an issue of respect that I don't think. And getting away from the team mentalities that are so prevalent in this society, Republicans versus Democrats,
right,
blacks
nonsense.
Versus whites. It's like, let's stop making this a team sport. I mean, everybody, that's what I guess I don't understand.
Well put.
It's them and us, and it's so annoying.
That's right. That's the point I'm making, and you made it better and shorter than I did. 17 and a half for the hour in a moment. A tribute to Don Pardo here on Good Day.
Geico presents Strange Saving Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my back-to-school recommendations for students of any age. LG's new 7 and 10-inch G-Pad tablets are perfect for schoolwork, staying connected, and entertainment on the go. They feature a bright IPS display, long-lasting battery, and are light enough to carry in one hand. LG G-Pads pair with any Android phone for easy sharing, can work as a remote control, and feature knock code security. They start at only $149.99. Audio speaker trendsetter iHome's model IDN180 is a Bluetooth alarm clock radio capable of charging all smart devices with its USB connector. This smart saving music maker may be small in size, but it's big on sound. Available in gray or pink. Get 25% off and free shipping at iHome.com by entering the code STUDENT at checkout. Dyson's new DC59 Motorhead Cordless Vacuum is for students who live in small spaces with little storage. Its lightweight design and 24 minutes of cleaning time is perfect for quick pickups in dorm rooms and departments. The direct drive motor mounted in the cleaner head provides the same power as full-size vacs without the hassle of a cord. You Promise by Sallie Mae is a free rewards program that provides cash back for college. Do back-to-school shopping online with YouPromise.com from hundreds of top retailers and earn up to 5% cash back. You Promise's credit card earned you 10%. Rewards are deposited in a student savings account or can be applied to current student loans. Go to YouPromise.com for BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. see. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Television news now. We start with a tribute to Don Pardo, who is a television and radio announcer for, what, six, almost seven decades? His
amazing
voice,
career.
Oh, just terrific career. He'd been an NBC announcer since 1944.
Imagine the stuff that he'd seen happen at NBC. I mean, that's just amazing.
First Saturday Night Live, October 1975, he was the announcer. He started his career as an announcer, and he was a newsman for a while. Here he breaks into programming with news about JFK being killed in November of 63.
In downtown Dallas, President Kennedy was shot today just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She cried, "Oh no." The motorcade sped on. A photographer said he saw blood on the president's head. It was believed two shots were fired. Keep tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
His break came in 1956 when he became the announcer for The Price is Right. And he stayed there from that point to 1963. And then he went to Jeopardy. Then he went to Jeopardy. No.
I guess that's the cue you're looking for.
Jeopardy presents today's three contestants. This is Mrs. Norma Dansis from Roslyn, Pennsylvania. And this is Mr. Larry Kostgren from Hampton, New Hampshire. And this is our champion, Mrs. Ann Pierce from Gainesville, Florida. These three people will compete today on Jeopardy. Yeah. And now here's the star of Jeopardy, Art Fleming.
Art Fleming, God love him too. Another great television personality. So Don Pardo passing away at the age of 96. Well, what a wonderful career. All right, so we got that taken care of. Jen, quick television update. Any good stories today?
Yeah, a couple of good stories today, Dougie. Leslie Bibb has gotten herself a new job. She was on that show Popular, which was a cult classic, and now she's joined the cast of CBS's Odd Couple. This is one that Matthew Perry's behind, which will be kind of fun. She's done The Following, About a Boy. She'll now play the role of Casey on that show. A&E is ordering a new series. With the success of The Wahlburgers, they've decided to tap into another celebrity family. They're going to have Lachey Bar. It's a new reality series featuring Nick and Drew Lachey.
I think we should have Stephen Burgers. What do you think?
I like it.
51 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's at the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The focus now on one of the things that I am most proud of when it comes to the Doug Steffen website. First thing you see in the current website, current incarnation of the Doug Steffen website, when you go in, the page that you open up to has a big video box. And we, Kenny, I should say, we once in a while, I do, once in a while, Richie does, Jennifer, but Kenny does the research and finds a lot of these. And they are truly clever. That's why we bring them to your attention. And even though there's audio attached to most of them, it doesn't do, the audio doesn't do justice to what really you see and feel, thus the video aspects of this. The video from yesterday came from a woman named Victoria. On a recent trip to South Korea, she filmed a traditional Korean candy cutter whose work is so graceful it's actually musical. You got to see this, but here's some of the audio from that. The utensil, in essence.
Yeah,
musically.
I feel like I'd be losing a finger there.
It's really cool.
That's what I was thinking, too. Wee, look out for that. All right, so check it out. Video of the day yesterday, very, very clever. And today's video is speaking, in a sense, to this ALS ice bucket challenge that everybody seems to be getting in on. I'm thinking about doing it myself, only using hot water instead of cold water. I don't know how that'll work, but
we'll figure it out. Not fair.
Oh, not fair. Okay,
you can use ice milk. That'd be fun.
Hey, that would be fun. A great angle. That's very good. That's genius. You know what? Yeah. I think I will do that. Ice milk. Yep. Genius. Okay. Video of the day for today coming up in just a moment here on Good Day.
Over a million people have chosen Nexium 24-Hour for frequent heartburn. And now you can save $6 at Nexium24Hour.com. John, Jack, Dave, Miranda, Claire, that guy that serves you coffee, your boss's boss, Amy, your wife's best friend, Michael, Jim, Jill, Alex, Alexandra. Yes, many people are choosing the purple pill. See what you've been missing out on. Get Nexium-level protection without a prescription for frequent heartburn. And for a limited time, save $6 at Nexium24Hour.com.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn. Not for immediate relief. Limit 2 coupons per household.
Over a million people have chosen Nexium 24-Hour for frequent heartburn. And now you can save $6 at Nexium24Hour.com. John, Jack, Dave, Miranda, Claire, that guy that serves you coffee, your boss's boss, Amy, your wife's best friend, Michael, Jim, Jill, Alex, Alexandra. Yes, many people are choosing the purple pill. See what you've been missing out on. Get Nexium-level protection without a prescription for frequent heartburn. And for a limited time, save $6 at Nexium24Hour.com.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn. Not for immediate relief. Limit 2 coupons per household.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
All right, the video of the day today with Charlie Sheen in the focus, adding his own personal twist to the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. There's audio from this. Let's listen to the audio, but watch the video.
Charlie Sheen here with the Ice Bucket Challenge. I've been called out by Ryan Miller, who is Noreen DeMol's husband, and also the goalie for the Vancouver Canucks. Anyway, all right, here we go.
That's money falling that you hear.
Oh, wait. That's not ice. That's $10,000 in cash, which I am donating to the ALS Foundation. Because, let's face it, ice is going to melt, but this money is going to actually help people.
Good for him. Isn't that cool?
I am hereby calling out.
There you go.
And you have to see who he called out.
Go ahead.
Chuck Lorre and Ashton Kutcher. To identically do what I just did. Come on, guys. It's perfect.
He doesn't sound mad at him, though.
No,
and he sounds so balanced and smart.
Very good. That's very cool. Our poll today has to do with a focus on the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. We'll talk about that because I'm going to do it with milk tomorrow. Yes. Live on the program tomorrow. It'll be a milkshake, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. That's on a good day, of course.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.